As our custom, after the Hagim, we try to answer some questions that were asked over the holiday. And assuming that these are questions that are common questions, so we have them on file. So if it comes up again on the next Hag, at least we have it discussed. So one of the members asked over the Hag, is the lulav and the etrog and the minim mukseh on Shabbat? I guess he wanted to, maybe take the etrog and smell it, or take the hadasim and smell it, whatever it was. So he wants to know, does it have a status of mukseh? Well, we know that the rabbis made a gezerah against shaking a lulav on Shabbat. So right away, once they make that gezerah, it should put the lulav and the etrog in the status of mukseh. However, while we can't find a permissible usage for a lulav, which is going to remain mukseh on Shabbat, that is the halakha, the lulav is indeed mukseh on Shabbat, but the etrog, you could smell. Now, even though there's a mahloket, which beracha, or if any beracha is made, that's why we really don't smell the etrog, let's say during the week. However, there would be two reasons why on Shabbat this would be different. Number one, I could smell a different fruit, and make the beracha a different fruit, and then smell the etrog. Or, since we don't shake the etrog on Shabbat, so therefore it's not designated for its mitzvah on Shabbat, that's why I can smell it, make a beracha. So therefore the halakha, Chabavadya, is lenient that the etrog is not mukseh on Shabbat, since it is ra'ui for a fragrance, for smelling. For that matter, the hadasim as well, even though they were designated for a mitzvah, if a person has in mind before the Hag, or on the Hag, on Chol HaMoed, and says, I'm not, removing this out of my mind for Shabbat, I want to use it to smell as well, it would be permissible to move the hadasim on Shabbat and smell them. So the lulav would be fully mukseh, aravot as well. However, hadasim would not be mukseh since they're going to smell, and even the etrog on Shabbat is mutar, because it is ra'oi to smell either al yedei a different fruit, or even according to some poskim, by itself.